ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
In a special series of interviews marking the one-year anniversary of the Marriage Equality Postal Survey, I've been catching up with some members of the local LGBTIQ community. Blair Williams campaigns for queer rights and is a PhD scholar at the ANU School of Politics and International Relations. She offers some incredible insights into what being queer means to her.
For me, being queer is not only about sex and gender, but it's an inherent political act. It's an act against gender norms and stereotypes that we are expected to conform to. It's saying, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I have to love a man. Just because I have a vagina and boobs does not mean that I'm a woman inherently. It's much more fluid and flexible than that. And it's, for me, an act of defiance against a heteronormative society. So I identify as queer, and my sexuality itself, I identify as pansexual. Pansexual basically means that you are attracted to any gender and that your sexual and romantic attraction is not dependent on their gender. So you don't really care what their gender is. You're attracted to the person first and foremost. So for the last 8 years, I've been in a wonderful relationship with a man, but I do not consider this relationship to be a straight relationship. One thing I really like about our relationship is that we both have gender-neutral names, which makes it quite easy and something that I find a bit funny. My name's Blair and his name's Alex. And when we become doctors, we'll both be Dr. Blair and Dr. Alex. You don't really know who's a man and who's a woman. He isn't a stereotypical man and I don't fulfill stereotypical feminine roles. And that really works for us. Many people who don't identify as straight or as homosexual, you know, those who are in between, such as people who are bisexual, pansexual, polysexual, or just in general queer, kind of experience this erasure both from within the queer community and from the straight community. If we date men as people who seem or identify to be women, we're seen as straight. If we date women, we are seen to be gay. And this kind of doesn't take into the fact that gender, it's a spectrum. I've had a lot of great experiences in the queer community, especially my amazing group of friends. Somehow we all turned out to be queer. My high school group of friends are all queer, and the friends I made when I moved to Canberra are all queer people, which just makes it a lot easier. You know, we understand each other and we don't really police gender and sexuality. It's more free. And because you're free, you feel like you can have more fun. You feel like you can be more open and laugh about things that help, you know, you cope with everyday life being a queer person. And then you have the history of being queer. You have gay songs that you love from the 70s and 80s and you're like, yes, when it comes on at a queer party. Or you have history of Mardi Gras, which is really important. And it's just kind of this community where we come together, which is fantastic.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon speaking to Blair Williams about what it's like for her to be queer in Canberra.
The plebiscite was a really, really hard period of my life. Just seeing people think that they have a right to control whether we're allowed to marry the person we love, seeing homophobic ads when I'm watching TV, seeing homophobic and transphobic comments every time I went onto social media. It was just one of the hardest things that I've had to go through. I felt quite depressed through those 3 months. And it was absolutely horrible to see my queer community go through this, especially those who are a lot less privileged than I am. I was extremely active during the plebiscite time. I went to every single rally that they had in Canberra. I threw bucket loads of glitter on the streets, covered my denim jacket in Yes badges. I wore rainbow clothes just to support those who don't feel safe to come out by being like, I'm here, I'm queer. I even went to a protest against Fred Nile when he spoke here, and we danced in front of him, waved our queer flags, threw glitter into the air. We tried to do beautiful things during ugly period. When I heard the results, I was at the queer picnic in Hague Park with a few of my friends, all dressed in rainbow. And when we heard the yes, it was a shock of like 3 seconds before we all just started blubbering. Everyone was crying and we felt so many different confusing emotions of, yes, we won. We won through this massively horrible period. You know, we succeeded. You know, we deserve love. We always deserve this love. But now Australians recognize that we do. It was elated emotions. The Lonsdale Street party that night was absolutely fantastic. I did not expect the turnout that there was. There was thousands and thousands of people all in glitter and rainbow colours, queer and straight, everyone celebrating the win. I remember when Cher's Believe came on, we all started jumping up and down, crying and smiling and just dancing into the night. Do you believe?
That's Cher, as danced to by Blair, a true believer in LGBTIQ rights and in Canberra's queer community.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.